Hi, Amanda. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Tell me what you do at the NFIB.
Well, I work on healthcare policy, so we've been certainly quite busy since the passage of this huge new healthcare law that's going to impact small business.
Tell me about the NFIB, how many members you have, where you're located, and what you try to focus on.
We have 350,000 members across the United States. We have a federal policy team as well as a state-by-state team, and our top issues are taxes, healthcare, and regulatory issues, so we've been quite busy.
Now, the National Federation of Independent Business had recently published a study that showed that small employers are negative about the impact of the law on their businesses. They're a little uneasy about healthcare.
Yeah, I mean, I think what we really wanted to focus on is there's just been a lot of discussion about what the impact is going to be, what their costs are going to be, and we thought it's been 1 year. We're going to have 10 years of implementation on this healthcare law. We thought that we'd just kind of do a gut check about where small business is today and how the law is affecting them.
What'd you learn?
Well, I think we learned what we assumed was going to happen. I mean, they do not have much confidence that the federal government is going to be able to lower their costs. In fact, they think the opposite. Almost 90% of them feel like this new law is going to increase their costs and provide a heavy regulatory burden added to what they already have now. I mean, look, cost is the top issue for small business when it comes to offering health care, and this law is only going to make that more expensive.
What surprised you the most?
I think just how adamant that they were that they did not agree that the cost was going to come down under this law. I mean, we expected to get probably over 50% feedback from them that we thought, you know, was going to show the law increased cost. But I think that they just have such a negative outlook. And I think that that's just a broader uncertainty that we're seeing when business is looking to hire, to reinvest. It's just this healthcare law just adds one more burden on top of everything that's happening today.
Are there enough employers out there, if they felt some stability, that they would make significant hires around the country?
Well, I think it's hard to tell right now. I mean, we do an optimism report every month to sort of review kind of how business is feeling about hiring, and it's been consistently low. And, I mean, I think what we're seeing with this recession is we're continuing to stay very low and hover at the bottom. And what that tells us is any type of new burden coming down, any new potential tax increase, the uncertainty with where, you know, individual rates are, we don't know what that's going to look like after another year. And then the fact that this healthcare law comes in, and not only does it have cost increases just on healthcare, it has a number of other what we like to call revenue raisers, which are basically costs passed on to business, embedded in this law. So 2014 is going to be a really large year for business when it comes to this new healthcare law. We're going to have an individual mandate. We're going to have an employer mandate. We're going to have two new Medicare taxes go into place. And had we not repealed the new 1099 reporting requirement, we would have had that too. So I think it's just a general annoyance, frankly, with what's going on in Washington.
Amanda Austin is the Public Policy Director on Healthcare Issues for the National Federation of Independent Businesses. Amanda, before I let you go, from your journalistic perspective, is healthcare policy going to help business or hurt business?
Well, I think the law that's on the books today is only going to hurt business. It basically provides a disincentive to grow, and it provides a disincentive to invest in your business. So we're really hopeful we can get it off the books and get it repealed and actually replace it with something that lowers costs.
All right. And Amanda, if people want to know more about the great stories that you have, where can they go?
Well, we have a great website, www.nfib.com. You can find this study and many other things that affect the small business community.
All right, Amanda, thanks so much for your time this morning. We appreciate you.
Great. Thanks so much.